Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging around with me today. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Pam Danziger is our guest and our good friend. She's been with us many times before. She's an outstanding member of our Brain Trust. She's the founder of Unity Marketing, which is a marketing consulting firm specializing in consumer insights. She's the author of a number of books, including Let Them Eat Cake, one of my favorites, Why People Buy Things They Don't Need, and then her new book is called Simply Shopping, Why We Love It and How Retailers Can Create the Ultimate Customer Experience. And Pam, going as we head off into the fall and not too long far away holiday buying season, we're going to have to work a little harder to get that ultimate shopping experience, aren't we?
Well, you know, I think so. I mean, things really look sort of bleak on the horizon as we are seeing, you know, the decline of the stock market, which was doing so well just a few months ago. It was just riding high. And now it's every day the news is bad and the mortgage market sort of, you know, collapsing, which has, you know, really made people, I mean, the rise in housing prices has given people a feeling of affluence and made them feel that they had money to spend, and that's kind of, you know, going away. So I think we have some real questions about what's going to happen this fall. But, you know, there's two interesting scenarios that, you know, we can talk about, you know, for the fall.
Well, the marketplace is an emotional beast, isn't it?
Oh, it really is. And, you know, it depends on how we react emotionally. And we, you know, well, Jim, you know that we do a regular survey among luxury consumers. Every quarter we survey 1,000 affluent consumers, who are the people at the top 25% of U.S. households based upon income. And the average income of those people that we survey is about $150,000. And at the end of the second quarter, it was very interesting because they spent a whole lot more money. They increased their average spending on luxuries by about 9% in the second quarter over the first quarter. So that's a pretty big jump. However, we also measure an index that says how they feel about their confidence, consumer confidence index at this luxury level. And that declined significantly in the second quarter. So what we see was they were spending money like drunken sailors. At the same time, they really saw doom and gloom ahead of them. They were feeling very, very lack of confidence in terms of what was coming down the pike in the future. So that may be what we might see this fall. I mean, it's very interesting.
I'd like to compare what's happening right now to what happened in the late 90s, 99, 2000. And because what we were having in those days was this kind of confidence, this kind of exuberance. The economy was doing great. Unemployment was at an all-time low, and et cetera, et cetera. And our economists and the Brain Trust were telling us we had full employment. But then when all that crashed, we literally had a stock market crash with the NASDAQ and the Dow. They basically just crashed. And as you know, back in 2000, and so here's the difference, though, Pam. The many of those jobs that we had that were part of that full employment were jobs that probably never should have been created, because they were jobs with .coms, that .com companies that never should have been created. They had no revenue. They were operating off of capital that was put in by venture capitalists and all that. And so we had kind of an irrational exuberance economy.
Right.
Today, we've got similar emotions, but the jobs that people have are real jobs. We've come back to the laws of economics. The houses that we're having trouble with right now are real houses. We aren't losing those assets. So
right.
I believe that we may be in for a short period of people kind of, you know, getting their feet back under them. This is not going to be as bad, in my opinion, as anything like what we had at the turn of the century.
Well, I think that's a That's a very good assessment, and you're it's right about that. The homes are real assets. They're not just imagined ones. But how it affects the shoppers this Christmas, I mean, they can act rationally, and rationally would be they probably will cut back their spending and spend a little less and maybe buy, you know, less, shop at more discount stores and buy less expensive gifts if they act rationally. Or if they act emotionally, they might just sort of say, well, I've got it today, and who knows what's going to happen tomorrow, so let's just spend it and, you know, eat, drink, and be merry kind of approach.
Where the problem's going to be for people are those people who got in their homes. They bought a bigger house than they should have bought.
Yeah.
They were given credit, more credit than they should have been given. Their payments are going to be adjusted upward for the new interest rates. And those are the people. There won't be any way to get them excited about anything, because they're the ones that are going to be doing everything they can to hang on to their homes.
Yeah, it's true.
But the truth is, that's a very small percentage of the overall housing industry. It's not, you know, a lot of people think that it's, you know, it's this huge part of the economy. It's not that big. The people who are in jeopardy of that happening to are a very small percentage of the overall homeowners.
Right. And of course, we're going to continue to see vibrancy and in the luxury market with the affluent consumers. They certainly are showing all signs of, you know, and that would be people with incomes of about $150,000 and above.
Right. Let me tell you something. Go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, what we're seeing is people that are, I mean, that's like the top 5% of households. People that are in like the top 20% seem to be, you know, sort of pulling back a little bit, not spending quite as much in our tracking study. And that's about you know, again, about 25 million households.
Right. You know, Pam, another thing that could happen over the next few months that could change this a lot, everything that we're talking about a lot, and that would be if oil prices continue to come down. You know, it's come down recently this week under $70 a barrel. With one of the interesting things, Pam, is over half or about 25% of the price of oil right now is speculation and inflation.
Right.
Those speculators have had to pull out of the oil market to make their margin calls in other places. And so that's one of the reasons the prices come down. If we can get some kind of settling out in the Middle East, where it's not as risky, oil is not as risky. If we can get oil prices down to 60 or more, even below that dollars a barrel, that could change everything.
Yeah, it really could, because oil and gas is something we have to buy.
That's exactly right. That's not an emotional thing. Quick break. Right back with Pam Danziger. Her new book is called Shopping. Stay with us. 20 after.
But I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. But I'm so tired of crying. But I'm out on the road again.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Pam Danziger. She's the author of Shopping. My website, folks, is smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's the flagship, almost 10-year-old website. About a month and a half from now, it'll have its 10th birthday, and we're pretty proud of that. You can go there and find the show in the live simulcast, the daily replay, all the archives of every show that we've done all the way back to 99. You can check that out, and thousands of archives. You can podcast them. You can listen to them by MP3, lots of different ways. Don't forget, we got thousands of articles, hundreds of Brain Trust members. Our newsletter's there, which you can subscribe to. We'll send it to you by email every Sunday, get you ready for the week ahead. Our blog is there. We update that every weekday. And, of course, our new website, which is AskJim.biz, is where you can get small business answers right now. And so we encourage you to check that out. Use it to your advantage. No barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us. Pam Danziger, as I said, is the author of Shopping. Pam, tell us where your book's available, please.
Oh, it's available at Barnes & Noble and Borders. And you can also get it on Amazon.com or visit my website at UnityMarketingOnline.com and click on through to order it.
UnityMarketing.com.
Online.
UnityMarketingOnline.com.
Okay. Yeah.
So check that out, folks, when you get a chance.
Yeah.
And, Pam, what are some other things that we need to know about? I know what I was going to say. a lot of people have already bought, as you pointed out to me as we were off the air for a second. A lot of the people, especially retail, especially fashion, they bought their products. They made a purchase in April for this fall, didn't they?
No, you bet. I mean, sometime there was right after Christmas is when the biggest buying season goes on in terms of a lot of retail.
But to the degree that you can use just-in-time inventory management practices this fall, it's probably a good idea, isn't it?
Oh, you bet. I mean, we're really going to have to manage. The retailers are going to have to manage their businesses really carefully this fall because, as I say, I think people are going to be a little bit tighter with their money. So they're going to need a little bit more justification. They're going to need a little bit more encouragement to open their wallets and spend more freely. Now, specialty retailers, too, again, I think people, if they feel less affluent, they're going to be more likely to shop at Kohl's or Target or Walmart or Costco, where they get the sense that they're going to be saving money. So if you're in a specialty retail store where things are, you know, generally more expensive but more special, you really need to do a lot to attract and romance the customers into your store. So, you know, I think that means, one, changing your windows frequently, making sure that you put the best of the best out there and move it around a lot. Make sure that people know that there's wonderful things in your store and they want to come in and explore, because that's one of the key draws to attract people in your stores is build their curiosity about your
store.
They
want an experience, don't they, Pam?
Yeah, they really do. I mean, that's what shopping is. It's not so much that they need to buy. Well, at Christmas, of course, you do need to buy gifts, so you're looking for retailers that offer you an interesting and unusual gifting experience, which might mean something a little bit out of the ordinary, something a little bit different than the same old that you find in so many department stores. I mean, that, you know, as you can imagine, I do a lot of shopping, and everywhere I go and travel all over the country, I spend time looking at stores and looking and seeing what they're doing differently, good, better, best, and so on. And I'll tell you, so many of the big retail national chains have a tremendous sameness about them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just walk by those stores because it's like I know exactly what I'm going to get at a Gap store. I know exactly the experience I'm going to get. You know, and I don't mean to pick on Gap, but, you know, it's just that's one of the big stores. I mean, these
right.
big chains. You just know exactly what you're going to get. So the specialty stores that are owned by independent, you know, retailers.
Small business owners.
Yeah, the small business owners really have an advantage because you're offering something that's totally different and totally unique, and you've really got to play up that advantage.
And we remember their names.
Oh, definitely.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
Oh, it is. I mean, it's like, well, you want to shop from somebody who knows you and knows what you like. So it's really important that retailers spend time learning about their customers and recognizing them.
Do you have shops, Pam, who know what you like, and when they get it in, they call you up and say, "Hey, Pam, we just got something in. I think you're going to like."
Boy, do I wish I did.
Well, you know
no,
what? Somebody's missing the boat, because what would happen if they called you and said that to you?
Oh, you bet I'd make it a priority to go.
You'd make a beeline down there. What are you talking about?
Yeah, my life is very busy, and I don't, you know, it's really hard sometimes to, well, when I'm traveling, I'm shopping and visiting stores for business.
Isn't that the key? Isn't that the key, Pam? I mean, aren't more and more people valuing their time more than their money?
You bet. I mean, that is the ultimate luxury, because, you know, money, you know, we can make lots and lots more money. Most of us can. But we don't have, I mean, we get 24/7. That's the only amount of time we get. And that's no matter how rich or how poor. So we really do have to maximize our time. And shopping is, you know, takes time. And you know, if you can make it fun for the customer, then they're more likely to come back and want to visit your store again. And, you know, names, just building a database. I mean, you've had
getting their email addresses. Getting their email addresses and pushing information out to them. Pam, give us that website again, please.
Okay, it's www.unitymarketingonline.com.
Check it out when you get a chance. The books are there. Thank you, Pam, for being here. Good job today.
Thanks so much, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back with Mark Brock. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
See you later, alligator. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.